Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
Here's Tua, stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone,
touchdown!
Alabama, Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama, and the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain, their fifth national championship in 9 years, their 17th overall.
45, there goes Davis!
Oh my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back! Auburn's going to win the football game! He ran it back 109 yards! Holy cow! Oh my God! Auburn wins! Auburn has won the Iron Bowl!
Seen anything like that?
Hey, welcome in to another edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. Randy Bergen, along with Coach Mark Lassiter, is hanging out with us.
We
call him Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, the director of golf here at Quail Creek Golf Club at beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. We're on the back veranda, and it is a beautiful day. You've got your club championship going on, Bobby. A lot of good golf and a lot of bad golf going on right now.
Always at Quail Creek. It's good and it's bad. We had a good little practice round yesterday. Course in good shape. And, yeah, we've got 57 in the tournament playing for the annual MGA championship today. Got Rick Cleveland's out there trying to win back his parking spot out in his gold tee championship. Got Austin Parker who will be playing the white tees. He's playing really good right now, so I look for Austin to be in the top three this week. But we, you know, in this club championship, we always have flights for the red tees, the green tees, the gold tees, white tees. So we want everybody participating. It's a lot of fun. We'll have a good time today. It is beautiful. We had some bad weather during the week. Well, it's not bad, just cold.
Yeah.
But it's good outside, so get a tee time today.
Feels good right now.
Get outside, it really does. Enjoy the day this afternoon.
Absolutely, absolutely. Of course, as I mentioned, we're broadcasting live from our Strixon studios located right here in South Alabama. And as always, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and hassle-free buying at McConnell Automotive. They're located east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Boy, a lot to get into today. We've got the World Series going on. We'll talk about that. Go to Game 7. Dodgers come back last night. They win, so it's 3-3. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk some college football, a lot of SEC football going on, some big games. There's been some movement. Billy Napier's gone. Florida's looking for a head coach. Who's going to be the LSU coach? Do they bring back? Hey, come on. Yeah, go Tigers. Does Coach O come back?
I hope not.
isn't he coaching over at Tulane a little bit right now or something like that? He was helping out.
I know he wants to get back in, and he wants to do it again. I mean, I read something about that the other day.
Well, he's going through the $17 million or whatever it was he got. So he's going through that. He's got to get back to work.
He did or she did.
Well, now, there you go. Now, that may be it right there. That's probably the truth, no doubt. But there's some coaches on the hot seat. I mean, you look at Oklahoma. Venables is on the hot seat. If he doesn't get a win, they got a big game today.
Penn State.
He's gone. I mean, there's a lot of movement going around. Think about it. Whenever there's movement like that in the top ranks, those lower ranks, there's going to be movement as well because some of these young coaches are going to be moving somewhere. So we'll try to dive into that and get a coach's point of view on it.
Boy, I tell you, college football has changed so much, you know, over the last the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Just a lot of changes. And now there's a quick trigger on coaches right now, and that I don't know if it's good or bad. I personally, for me as a coach, I'm like, God, let the guy finish the season out, see if he can get it turned around. And then there's signing days early in December. We got to get something done now, you know. That's where they look at it, and I'm like, man, it's such a hard line to follow.
Well, I think that's why Coach Saban got out of it. I mean, he saw the writing on the wall. And when you get into the NIL and you get into the portal, there's no sense of loyalty anymore, okay? You can't do like he used to where he could build it. He would get onto you, and he would coach you. Now, and Coach Mark, you know, you sometimes you got to holler at the kid, okay? You got to get in his head a little bit. And now you do that. They say, you know what? I'm leaving. I can go pick up another dollar over here.
You know, football is an intense game, and it's played hard. It's a tough game for tough people. You got to be thick-skinned as a coach, as a player. You have to be thick-skinned. And, you know, we want to coach our guys hard. You know, we want to make sure that when they know everything's got to be done right, and you got to coach them hard. If they make a mistake, making a mistake, a mental mistake, is one thing. Playing without effort is a whole different deal. That's a whole different deal. But sometimes you've got to get on them, you know. But at the same time, before they go home that night, you better put your arm around them and say, hey,
I love you.
Come back tomorrow. We'll get things better. Everything's okay. You know, I do love you. I care about you. I just want you to do better, you know. And that goes a million miles.
No doubt.
I really liked John Schneider last night on Toronto. They did his interview. And he talked about the cohesiveness of the team than the Toronto Blue Jays. He said, you know, when we get in the locker room, they're buddies, they're friends, they have good, you know, relationship with one another, and he builds that. When they get on the field, it's all business. They support each other. So coach brings that to the table, not only getting on the players and being firm with them, but creating that atmosphere that makes them feel a part of a team. I thought that was real good, and I think that's respect to John Schneider coaching Toronto. That's why they're so good this year. Of course, they have the bats and the pitching. It's going to be a great game tonight. But I loved what he had to say. It kind of parallels what Coach Saban has done, and many other coaches have brought their teams together. That was real good stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. Hey, big show lined up for you. We've got coming up in our next segment. We'll head over to Foley. We'll talk with one of our good partners, a good friend of ours, the general manager at Glen Lakes, David Musial, the great nephew of Stan the Man Musial. We'll talk World Series with him. We'll talk football. Big Georgia fan. All right. Get his thoughts on that. Of course, Georgia and Florida playing in the biggest, what do they call it, the biggest cocktail party?
Biggest cocktail party.
Over there in Jacksonville. Yep. We'll talk with him, get his thoughts on that. And we'll talk maybe a little golf with him as well. He's got a big tournament coming up. He'll tell us all about it. Bobby, I know, will be playing in it. So it's the Winter Open. We'll talk about that. Then bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Mitch McConnell of McConnell Automotive. We'll talk some automobiles with him, but more specifically, we'll get into some football. Got his thumb on the pulse of the Alabama team, and he can tell you everything that's going on in Tuscaloosa, I promise you. And we'll get his thoughts on that for sure. So a lot going on. All right.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I got to tell you, this coaching carousel going on right now is going to be interesting. Let's take a look at Lane Kiffin. All right. Hey, listen, he is the mayor of Oxford right now. Does he make a move?
The SIP. Mayor of the SIP.
The SIP. Does he make a move? What do you think, Mark?
I think the smartest thing for him to do is stay exactly right where he is.
He'll get a bonus.
He's got a program going the way he wants it. He's running it great. I mean, he's learned a lot over his time as a coach. He has changed a lot in a lot of ways. You can just tell. And, man, that just tickles me to death to see that he's adapted and change some of the way he views things and does things. But, man, he's got it going on at Ole Miss right now, and that is to me, that's a great spot for him. Now, you know what? I don't live in his world. I don't have any idea, but I think his family likes it there. I think they're comfortable there, and I don't think his wife wants to go anywhere else. So I think it'd be his best interest to stay. But, you know, what do I know? He go somewhere else and do the same thing.
Money talks. He may want to go, but I still say college football, there are many places to watch great games. We talk about Ohio State and the U and then Tuscaloosa, how great it is. But behind the scenes, the Grove at Ole Miss is just so dynamic. The kids get behind it. It's a great place to go. I don't care what school you're from. When you go to Oxford, you're welcome anywhere you go on that campus. It's a great atmosphere. I do hope he stays, but yeah, we'll see. He's got to be top of the list, as you said.
Well, I mean, 7-1 right now overall, 4-1 in the conference. You got everything rocking and rolling your way. Why do you want to step out of that and go step in that fire pit at either Florida or LSU? Why do you want to do that? It's going to be interesting to see who gets that job at LSU because the governor is now in on the hiring process.
I don't want politics involved in hiring. I just don't. I mean, to me, that's way out of bounds. But, you know, it's a Louisiana thing, I guess.
It's different. I-10 in Baton Rouge is a different world.
Think about it. That's the only
great program. It's a great program. I mean, it is. But whoever runs it better have –
We had fun there.
You know, we're talking about the cocktail party. Randy and I had a bigger cocktail party in Baton Rouge. I don't care what's going on in Florida, Georgia.
Okay, Bob, there's some things we talk about, some things we don't. That's one we don't. I'll tell you what we are going to do. We're going to visit with David Musial when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is Southern Fairways. You don't know who that is. That's a little Boss Gags on a Saturday morning in Georgia. And, that's more in reference to a lady. But this guy is a big Georgia fan, so that was the only thing I could find that had Georgia in it. So we do that for our good friend, the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama, our good friend David Musial. D, how you doing, my man? Do we have David with us?
I'm here, Randy.
There you are. There you are. All right. How you doing, my man?
Doing great, Randy. Doing well. Got a beautiful day for golf today. Starting to warm up and got a big crowd today. Hope you guys are doing well.
Well, we are. We've got the Motley crew here. We've got Coach Mark Lassiter here and Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall and then myself. So you have fallen into it, and we're going to try to help you get out of it. All right?
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, look, all right, here's the deal. We're going to talk football, baseball, and golf. You pick the category, and we'll go in any order you want. It's your turn. Pick.
It makes no difference. We'll start with baseball since that's got the big game seven tonight.
There you go. Boy, I'll tell you what, it has been a very interesting World Series for sure. Look, I think a lot of folks thought that the Dodgers were just going to come right out and take it right away. But, Bobby, your buddy, John Smoltz, said at the very beginning, guys, you better watch out. The firepower for this Toronto Blue Jay team, people haven't been watching that. This is going to be power against power, and it certainly has paid off in dividends right now. 3-3 on the series right now. They'll go to game seven. How do you see it, David?
I tell you what, it is hard to pick. It really is because I'm thinking last night, well, they're back in Toronto and they're going to win game six. That's going to be the end of it. And, the Dodgers, Giacomoto, that game that he pitched and what a strange play there at the end of doubling up, getting a double play there to finish the game. But I don't know. I'm going to say the Blue Jays. I'm going to say being at home is going to pull them through. Otani, I will say this, that I think he's the greatest player of our era for sure. But, I just don't know if they have enough to be able to get through it. But they've been great games. You know, it's been so competitive and, the pitching has been great. You look at the Dodgers are hitting under 200 for the whole series. That's an interesting stat, too, that there's no one that has won the World Series since, like, 1962 that has had the team batting average of under 200. So,
well, that is interesting. Well, you know, they're planning on Shohei Ohtani pitching tonight.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's a final decision yet, but right now the team's leaning that way. So this young man, though, is incredible. The first game, and I don't know, Bobby, did you get to watch? You did watch the first game of the World Series where 18 innings they went, and this guy goes 9-for-9 with two home runs. That's never happened before, and you're seeing things happen in this World Series that you've never seen before.
I'll tell you that have that 18 inning game. I was trying to find somebody who really did watch it all the way through. Wrecked the club the next day, and everybody was going through. We had one guy that watched it through to 12th. But that's amazing. And to think those guys, the way that baseball is to come back the very next day and have to go and play again, and mm-hmm. And Ohtani pitching the next game. That's amazing. But I think anything can happen. I'll say the Blue Jays, you know, win it tonight. And games have been so close, and it's been great for baseball.
I will visit with David Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. Bobby?
Yeah, one of my attendants that helps me in the shop is Dennis Hilkenkamp, and he's a big baseball aficionado, and he just loves it. And we were talking before the World Series, and he just talked so greatly about Toronto and their batting and how they get the bat on the ball and how many foul balls they hit during the year. They just stay in there and hit. And at home, after losing last night, they're going to be picked up. I'm going to go with Toronto, as just like you said. But they get the bat on the ball. That last night, L.A. jumped out in front, and they just didn't have that defense last night. And turning those double plays made a difference. But they certainly have that batting average that's higher. And I agree with you. Under 200, I've never heard of that. I have to go with Toronto. I'll give you the nod on that, David.
Well, it's strange to think of how that a team can bat that, you know, have a batting average that low and how few hits, and the Dodgers, you know, hanging right there with them. But, it should be a lot of fun to watch.
Expecting Ohtani and Freeman and hit that bat on there, but that just hadn't been happening.
But, see, that's where I'm going tonight. I'm going with the Dodgers. And I think tonight they say, hey, let's break it out. Let's go ahead and do it. We've let you stay in. Wouldn't you say, Mark, we've let you stay in for three games? We've stayed in for three games. We'll take the fourth. We're going back to L.A. with a trophy. I'm going that way. Ohtani gets it. Ohtani has a home run. I'm going to say he gets three base hits and a home run.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a thing that we were talking
about. And he pitches a no-hitter.
There you go. In one game.
No, he won't go past the sixth inning. That just don't happen no more.
You know, the thing about it is, you know, that the two different teams, you know, the Blue Jays, as Bobby was talking about it more off the air a minute ago, how a close-knit group they are. And that's really – and that means a lot to a team. But then you got great firepower on the other side. You know, and my favorite player is Freddie Freeman. I've always loved Freddie Freeman. And I'm with you, Randy. I think the Dodgers win tonight. I think they come to play. I think they own up to their billing and able to finish it there in Toronto.
You know who
are they in Toronto tonight?
They are in Toronto.
Yeah, I think they'll still go out there and win it.
We should have had the Penguin on, Ron Say. We should have got Ron Say up here today, too. Okay. All right, let's move now. We've got to move to another topic. You got golf or football? Which way you want to go?
Let's go football.
All right. Georgia is in Jacksonville, and they'll be taking on the Gators, the coachless Gators of Florida. First off, who is going to take that spot with Billy Napier gone? Who do you think is going to take that?
I got a couple early picks. I think I see Missouri coach Drinkwitz taking that job.
Oh,
I think
wow.
that he goes there, and I think that Brent Key goes to LSU.
Really?
I don't know. You know, those are my early picks. But you know, I think this is kind of a trap game for Georgia. I think they got to be ready. You know, this is a long, you know, the world's largest cocktail party's been going on for a long time, and now they've got interim coach and. Off year for Florida. I think that Georgia needs to come in ready to play. That you know, you can see what can happen in the SEC when you're not ready with a lot of these games because the talent's starting to get a lot closer together. And but now Georgia's a 7.5-point favorite, and I see them covering. What do you guys? I heard you guys talk a little bit about the coaching and about Lane Kiffin, and I think that he ought to stay right where he is. I'm gonna agree with you guys.
Yeah, I know. I think we're all pretty correct on that right here. But listen, as a Georgia fan, I know the Heisman will be coming up soon. You don't have a pick for that, do you?
I don't understand why that Gunnar Stockton is not getting a little bit more recognition. I think the one thing is you got to keep winning. I know that for sure. I saw the early playoff prediction of the, you know, coming out for the top 12, and Georgia's not in it. I'm not crazy about the playoff system, but again, you just got to keep on. You know, you keep on winning, you don't have any excuses. But Stockton's playing great. I mean, he is really making good decisions. The running game has come on, and I think they're going to be tough down the home stretch. I really do.
Is Venables, is he on the hot seat if he loses to Tennessee tonight?
I got to think so. I don't know how hot. You know, it's kind of like I was watching the LSU-A&M and watching in the second half last week, and I went, you know, I think one more bad game for Brian Kelly, he's gone. And it was one more day, and he was gone. So, I don't know. It's also, too, that the Auburn game today with Kentucky, you know, that who loses that one could be in some trouble. You know, I think that that's a save-your-job game right there for each one of those guys. But, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens as far as with the coaching carousel, to see what happens with some of these jobs. But I say James Franklin's got to be going somewhere. Where do you guys think he's going to go?
That's a great question. I'm not sure yet. I put a little thought to it, but I'm going to hold on to it for just a little bit. And
He may pick up one of these other ones that goes to these bigger schools, or one of these SEC schools.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Okay, we'll see. We'll certainly see. Hey, we're visiting with David Musial. Dave, we've got about a minute and a half left here. The final topic is golf, and you've got a big tournament coming up. Tell us all about it.
We've got a lot of things going on at Glen Lake. So right now I have the first round of our winter junior golf league. It actually finishes in the winter. It's kids ages 8 to 17, and we'll play five matches through the end of the fall here and then moving into the winter. Still have room open if you have a child that's interested in it, but we've got a nice day for it today. We've got the Winter Open that's coming up the first weekend in December. That's a two-player format, two-player scramble. And we have all different divisions. We have a men's division. We have a couples division. And it will be flighted where you're not playing with scratch players if you're a high handicap player. But next Friday, we've got the Gulf Coast Veterans playing on November 7th. We've got over 100 players signed up for that. And we still have room available. So got a lot of things happening. And you want to get out and play some good golf. Golf course is in great shape.
Bobby, have we won the Winter Open over there? We won
that,
hadn't we?
Yes, we were in the Hackers Flight.
Absolutely.
We were playing the Red Tees. And
we beat all those women.
We did one year. We played at a best ball format, and it was cold and windy, and Bobby shot a 68. You remember that?
Yep.
You don't remember, do you?
I remember.
But, we changed that format.
If I ever get under par, I remember.
We had a good time. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Dave, it is always fun to hang out with you, man. And good luck to your Bulldogs today. And this coaching carousel is going to be interesting to see how it winds up. So we'll certainly have you back on here real soon, okay?
I appreciate it, Rain. Hope you guys have a great day and really appreciate you having me on. Y'all have a good weekend. Go Dogs.
Bye.
Take care, buddy.
There you go. David Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. He's a good one. He's fun. The great nephew of Stan the Man Musial. Just a great guy. We enjoy having him, and certainly appreciate his partnership as well. We take a timeout. When we come back, we continue talking football. We do that with Mitch McConnell right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. Randy Bergen along with sweet swinging Bobby Hall as we are on the back deck of Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. Coach Mark Laster hanging out with us as well. Time to go back to our guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours, one of our great partners as well, Mitch McConnell on the line with us. Mitch, how you doing, man?
Randy Rue, it is a beautiful day. Has it felt this good outside since, what, about 8 months ago?
It's a gorgeous day. It is a gorgeous day, no doubt about it. Great day for golf, a great day for football. Bobby.
Hey, Mitch, Bobby Hall here. Alabama is
Bobby,
not playing.
Have you already fleeced Randy for some money on the golf course before y'all went on air?
No, I just go ahead and give it to him
and we don't
Mitch,
play.
Mitch, we have to talk on the air after playing last weekend at Tiger Point.
Hold on. I played good. I was in the top four on Saturday.
That's right. He played good. but we did not win.
Well, so. No, we didn't win.
But, Mitch, I got to ask you, it's Alabama's off today. A guy like you that's always going to the Alabama game, always involved with Alabama, I hope today you're taking the day off and playing golf.
That's my exact plan. I'm going to watch my nephew play a little tennis match at the country club right after this radio thing, and then it's going to be the golf course. And, hey, if you have YouTube TV, you can't watch football today anyway, so I might as well play golf.
You know, Mitch, we were just talking about that a while ago. How crazy is that? Now, the only way you can watch SEC, I think, is to get that subscription to the SEC Network. And here you go again. Talk about fleecing. All of these subscriptions, we're just getting fleeced all the way around. That's why nobody has any money anymore.
Yeah, I might be having a bit of an anxiety attack if Alabama was playing. I wasn't at the game and this was happening. But, you know, if I miss Auburn and Kentucky tonight, I'll be sad. But I'll make it through it. But, yeah, some golf on the agenda. But I'm sure interested in the football games today. There's going to be some the Vanderbilt-Texas game sticks out in my mind.
Well, that cranks up here right after the show on ABC at 11 o'clock. Of course, they're playing that in Austin. Texas comes in ranked 20th for Vanderbilt. They travel to Texas, ranked 9th. Pavia is, what can you say? Pavia has just been fantastic. I think right now Texas is giving up 3.5 points on this. They're favored, but I got to think Vanderbilt wins that ball game.
Well, I don't know if Chad Powers can show up and play for Texas or Art Manning or his backup. But could anybody have guessed that we were going into the day and talking about Vanderbilt's quarterback on the Heisman list and not Art Manning? So I think it's a weird world of college football, and nothing tells it better than the story of where Texas is so far this year and Vanderbilt, and I have to keep saying it to myself, Vanderbilt, and I've got a lot of respect for Coach Lee and what they've built, but Pavia is a difference maker voice. He's special, so it'll be interesting, and I'd sure hate to play him again, to be quite frank, but I would love to see him keep their playoff hopes not just alive with one loss, but keep it moving today. And I'm friends with Sark, so I didn't say that if anybody ever asked him. I didn't say I wanted Vanderbilt to win. But I see some other things, you know, on the offense and defensive line that favor them. But I'm real interested also in Kentucky Auburn tonight, and you know what's Georgia gonna be facing with a Florida team without Billy Napier. It's all very interesting as you look next week to a non Brian Kelly LSU, which seems a lot more dangerous to me coming into Tuscaloosa next week. So it's a weird world of college football. It's wacky, boys.
Well, there's no doubt. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell. Mitch, let's talk a little bit about that coaching carousel. Of course, we know that Billy Napier is going to Florida, Brian Kelly going to LSU. We'll keep it to the SEC. You mentioned the Auburn-Kentucky game. I mean, that's one of those guys. Both of those guys are on the hot seat. If one of them doesn't win, they could possibly be gone. You look at Venables at Oklahoma. He's on the hot seat. He's got to get a win against Tennessee. I don't think that's going to happen. But, I mean, there's a lot of movement going on. Do you remember it being this crazy for coaches in the past 20, 25 years?
No, Bobby, I think you would agree. I don't remember it being this crazy because it never has been. There's nothing like this in the history of college football, guys, if you really think about it. And meanwhile, Jimmy Sexton is clicking his heels and Lane Kiffin is counting his dollars and his lucky stars compared to where he was 5 years ago, because now he is the talk of everybody's town, Florida, LSU, even Penn State. But no, Randy, I don't. And guys, you know, we always called Nick Saban the godfather of college football, but who decided to somewhat suddenly, despite his age, retire a couple years ago and get out of college football and really shock everybody? And why do we think that is? And I think we see it. We see it right now. And not that the games aren't great, but the behind-the-scenes stuff has gotten a lot less special and a lot uglier. And I still love the game, and not just Alabama, but all college football. But, guys, this is a business now. It is more business-driven than almost the NFL. So I think what we need to stay tuned for is what kind of contracts are these guys going to be getting next up. Or they could just play Bobby musical chairs and just switch schools. Drinkwitz goes to Ole Miss, Wayne goes to LSU, we just switch coaches and see how good everybody is.
Don't yell against the other team's quarterback when you're in the stadium. He might be your quarterback the next year.
That's
so.
Right.
Well, yeah, you just hate him one day and you love him the next. Isn't that the dang truth?
Well, it is very interesting. And, you know, whenever you look at the scope of coaches around, who takes that coaching position at LSU, that's a tough place. And, of course, as we mentioned, the governor is now in on the hiring process there. Florida, you know the expectation when you get to Florida. And it's really interesting. And, Mark, this might be something you think about. Can you get a college coaching job? Because if you could – it doesn't matter really how you produce or not produce. You're going to be a millionaire in 3 years.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice deal. You know, you get in there and coach, and you get a buyout for $53 million. So, okay, we go 0-10. Y'all fire me in the middle of the season. I've worked for 5 weeks, and I'm going home with $53 million. Probably not a bad gig.
You'd take that all day.
But, you know, I don't blame Brian Kelly. I blame the people at LSU for giving him that type of contract.
Absolutely.
That's their fault.
You're correct.
Well, I think that's what's got to happen. Some of this has got to change because it seems like, and Auburn's a good example. I mean, you think about it. Think about the many coaches they've been paying. At some point, it's got to be performance driven. And right now, it's not performance driven. I think that it has to be, look, if for your buyout, and I heard this suggestion, I don't remember where I heard it, but for every win, there's a pile of money that goes into your buyout.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when it's time for you to go, whatever's in that bucket, that's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's nothing in that bucket,
that's your tough luck.
Hey, Mitch, the great Woody Woodall, Country Club of Mobile, people would come up and say, I'll help you with your game. They'd say, Woody, what I owe you? And he said, for every stroke you lose on your handicap, you go from 18 to 16. He says, you owe me $100 per stroke. How's that? So if you don't get any better, I don't get paid.
Oh, man, I love
thing.
That.
Just
wow.
like you're talking.
I love
that's
that.
That's the way
and,
Woody
and,
taught.
And I'm not
if I help you,
from
good.
Woody.
No, yeah, so we
guy,
need the Woody Woodall rule.
We do, wow. I'll say this, guys. Here's the problem. Lane Kiffin is going to set the market, in my opinion, if he chooses to leave. And these need to be 3-, 4-, and 5-year deals. Wouldn't y'all agree? Not 10-year deals, because that's
yeah, exactly.
People can fall out of love with each other real fast. Hugh Freeze has had some bad luck this year. Might have two more wins if not for some bad calls. It's such a finicky game, but look, the players, like y'all mentioned, they're not any more tied to than some of these coaches who are walking away with $53 million. But I think Ed Orgeron, Randy, already spent his money, so he has raised his hand and ready to come back into coaching. But
I got to get back in there.
it was his divorce, unfortunately, that I think that did that to him. But it's going to be fascinating. With all these people, and I think it really saved Hugh's job the win last week. But also, do you want to be eighth in line for a head coach? You know, these are the things that are interesting. But I can report that Alabama has had a great week of practice, guys. And
yes,
they think they're getting better. Ryan Grubb had an opportunity to leave; he stayed. So the Alabama picture compared to after week one against Florida State looks a lot better now.
That's there's sure. no doubt with it. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell. Mitch, we got about maybe 2 minutes left here, 3 minutes tops. I want to ask you real quick, because at the beginning of the year, when Alabama fell to Florida State and Tallahassee, everybody and based on last year's end of the year performance, everybody was ready to kick DeBoer, get on a plane, get on a bus, get out of town. We don't want you. Has that feeling changed a little bit? I mean, you're around Alabama folks all the time, and now they've gone on a complete win streak. Is that changing a little bit, or
yeah,
do folks still feel like he needs to leave?
No, I don't think anybody thinks he needs to leave now, but I think Kalen has got a chip on his shoulder, Courtney Morgan. You know, they found out who supported him and who didn't after that first game. And I don't think they were worried that the season was going to turn out the way the first game looked. But what it's done is galvanized the team. Kids like Ty Simpson, the most obvious one. But you've got several players that have stood behind the coach, and what you're kind of seeing is a little bit what you saw with Michigan when it was us against the world. That first loss and all the negative, including get rid of DeBoer, all the stuff that was out there, calling him Coach Mike DeBoer instead of Mike Dubose. You know?
Wow.
I love right. Coach Dubose.
Wow.
But, guys, it's changed a lot. But doesn't that show you? I mean, Steve Sarkisian was the talk of the town. Now people are wondering about him. It's fascinating, but I do like the side of it that Coach DeBoer and Alabama are on now, Randy. That's for sure.
Well, here's the deal. You can't lose a ball game. And two teams play, somebody's going to lose, all right? And it goes back to, Mark, what we talked about this morning. Alabama taking that loss was what has really turned out to be a good loss for Alabama. You hate to see the loss, but it's worked out to their advantage.
Well, it has, and I think Kalen DeBoer is good for Alabama. I mean, the guy came in. He comes in after the greatest coach that we've ever seen in college football. I mean, he comes in and does – I mean, he's got to follow a legend, and that's just not an easy thing to do. It never is. He can't win, no matter what he does. He goes undefeated. He won because of what coach had already done. You know, and then if he doesn't win, well, he's not any good. Yeah, it just goes on. But he has stayed the course. He's always been the same. He's not veered off of who he is or what he is. But I do think we've seen him ratchet things up a little bit.
He's got a little bit of an attitude too.
And they got a little bit of a. I said, look, enough of this. We're going to show them that we got a football team, and they do.
Absolutely. Hey, Mitch, real quick. By the way, Coach Ray Perkins had to deal with the same thing after Coach Bryant.
Absolutely.
All right, real quick. We got 30 seconds here. What's going on at McConnell Automotive?
Well, I'm going to add one thing instead of talking cars, Randy, which is Coach DeBoer already had that edge to him. He just didn't communicate it the same way before the Florida State game that he does now. He's a much edgier communicator, but the same person, you know. But at the dealership, Randy, we got some fantastic interest rates. We have great inventory. The first time I can say that in a year. And all we want people to do if they're in the market for a GMC, any kind of vehicle, used car, is go to our website. And we kind of famous for no shenanigans. And if you're listening, all that means you don't have to go through any hassle to get your best deal. If you go to McConnell Automotive, we'll save you money, give you more for your trade-in. And ultimately, Randy, most people care about their payments, and we specialize in low interest rates. So don't buy a car somewhere else. If you're not sure about it, come give us a chance before you do. And let's see what happens today in golf and college football, boys. But I enjoyed the time.
Well, listen, we appreciate your time. Good luck there at the tennis court. And hey, man, always fun to hang out with you, Mitch. Look forward to having you back on here real soon. Okay, buddy?
Y'all picking Texas or Vandy, Randy?
Yeah, I'm going Vandy.
I'm Vandy.
Texas.
Ooh.
All right. Three to one. Let's see what happens. You boys enjoy this.
You too, buddy.
All right, we'll see you, Mitch. Thank you, brother.
All right,
there you go. Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive, good stuff. Good stuff right there. And Bobby, yeah, it's at 3-1 odd with Bobby, okay?
If you want to win, go the other way.
Exactly.
When I say something, go the other way, and you'll win every time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I got to go. I'm seeing John Drago next week.
Okay, that's right. But we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll break down some of these SEC games for you right after this. You know, they always say time flies when you're having fun. And, boy, we have been having a blast out here at Quail Creek today. It's the Quail Creek Club Championship. And, Mark, you're not playing in it.
No.
Randy's not playing in it.
Neither am I.
There's
neither
a reason I don't play in it.
Yeah.
And it's a glaring. Y'all talked about bad golf. How can you get worse than bad golf? That's where I am.
Well, let me put it to you like this. Last weekend, you saw the Bad News Bears if you were at Tiger Point.
Mm-hmm.
Red team for our Southern Fairways Golf Tour takes another hit. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's
– we were close the first day. Then the rain got us. We kept playing, and Randy did play good. I played okay.
You played good Sunday. I played good Saturday. But that wasn't good enough.
It wasn't good enough.
So, but hey,
congratulations, Blue Team.
Speaking of golf, you got a couple. Well, I'm going to get into some college football, but talk a little bit about golf. Some things happening.
Quail Creek Men's Championship going on. I've got this Thursday. We've got the Coast Guard coming out. They got 80 to 100 players. We're going to do a little fundraising for the Coast Guard. I got a nightlight tournament on the 14th for Bayshore Charities. They're going to play 11 holes at night. We illuminate the golf course, and they play with glow-in-the-dark golf balls. It's quite hazardous, but we get through it. And then we have Quail Creek Civic Association has an outing. So we still have a lot going on through the month of November. Call ahead and make the tee time. Golf course getting we're supposed to open number two next week, which has been a temporary green. We're going to open it up next week.
You're headed out. Now, you won't be with us next week. You're headed out to Las Vegas.
I got invited. My buddy Mike Millthorpe, who does the American Century, got the gig or tournament director for the Major League Baseball Awards golf tournament. It'll be in Vegas this coming week. It won't be on TV. It'll be they will tape some of it and reshow it on the 18th. It's a lot of baseball players. There's 60 of them. They're going to be doing the awards for the Cy Young winner, the batting champion, Gold Glove awards, coaching awards, and things like that. And so ESPN's covering it. So they decided to have a baseball tournament. I contacted Mike Millthorpe, who we got our rules staff together, Chris Cooks and John Drago, who we have on the show, will be out there. Then I leave December the 4th. I leave for Orlando. Grand Cypress Pro Rivals is back in action. Remember, they had them at Lakewood. So that tour is going on. They're looking for seven events next year.
That's so, headed up by John Smoltz.
And John Smoltz has been named the commissioner of Pro Rivals for next year. So got that going on. Then January 14th, 15th, I leave for Orlando to go to Lake Nona for the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions. That's a combination of celebrities, ex-athletes, and the LPGA Tour. So
got a lot going on, Bobby.
A lot going on. The girls, the LPGA, has been in, help me pronounce it, Kuala, how do you say it? They're over in Malaysia.
Just say Malaysia.
Malaysia. I talked to Sue Witter, who's the head of rules for the LPGA the other day. She said it's just beautiful out there. Get to watch it on TV. It comes on late in the evening because they're halfway across the world, but they're playing over there. I always like watching the girls. They have that sweet swing, you know, and their timing is so good. It's fun to watch. The LPGA Tour is kind of in the down season. We'll see what happens. I'm hearing some interesting things about the tour for 2027 may not go back to Hawaii. They have the water dispute at Kapalua that's going on. That may be a problem next year. They're losing their contract. And the Sony Open, which follows that at another golf course, is losing their contract. So the tour may not be going back to Hawaii, at least at the first part of the year, because you got the playoffs with football going on. You got the Super Bowl going on, so TV ratings when they go to Hawaii are not good. So they may in the future, there'll be some smaller events, possibly go back to Hawaii at a different time of the year.
Well,
because Century is a big part of the tour. So not only in football, but going on
they
the,
may
LPGA,
not,
the PGA Tour.
PGA may not be going to Hawaii.
Correct.
But I know somebody that could go to Hawaii, could probably even buy an island if they want to. Now, Jack Nicklaus could buy that could buy an island with that $50 million he just got. So,
yeah, he was in a defamation lawsuit with an ex-partner's son. They were partners in a business together, and I think he still had an interest in it. And then the son came along, took over that side of the business, and said Nicklaus did all these things to defame the business and all that. I just don't believe Nicklaus would be that way.
Nah.
So he won the suit, and, his grandchildren have a great college career ahead of them.
That's right.
But I think rightfully so, he should have won that suit.
Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt. All right, let's look at some college football. We've talked about it several times. Vanderbilt at Texas. Right now, Texas gives up 3.5. The over-under on this is 47.5. Mark, look, Arch played well last week. For me, I don't think Texas can handle Pavia. I think Pavia is going to go in there. He's going to have that, as he has that Johnny Manziel mentality. I think he carries that over right now. You have picked Vanderbilt.
I think Vanderbilt's just a better football team all the way around. Texas hadn't shown that they can do it consistently. Vanderbilt is very consistent to the same team every single week. You know, they really are. They're right in every ball game. If they don't, I think the only loss they've got was Alabama. But they were in that ball game all the way to the end of the game. And so I think defensively they're better than people give them credit for. I think they're very good. But then again, you know, Arch could – I keep waiting for him to break out. I feel like he's been playing under a cloud. You know, that's the way I associate it. He's got so many expectations. There's so much expected of him that he's been playing under a cloud. If he ever breaks through and sees the sunlight, I think he's, because he's got the tools, I think he would be very, and I, you know, if it happens today, then Vandy's in trouble. But I just, I don't see it happening.
Well, and Bobby, I know you're going with Texas. Obviously, you mentioned John Drago. Drago is the tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, also one of the rules officials for all these celebrity events that you go out to as well. And you'll be seeing him next week. So you can say, John, I rooted for your Longhorns.
Yes.
They lost, but I rooted for them.
See, he's taking he's taking me to dinner when we get out there, so
okay.
I got to pull for
all right,
the
so you got
you're
got
right, but I think going into you go into Austin on I-35 there, back at home, that I don't know about Arch Manning having a coming out, but I just think Texas is they'll be keyed up. Sark
okay,
will have them
all
keyed
right.
up.
Let's
it'll
see,
be
let's see what Bebo does.
It'll be a
all
good
right.
one.
Did they leave the gate open? That's the
I hope
question.
Not.
Let's hope not. All right, let's head over to Jacksonville. You got number 5 Georgia taking on Florida. That's at 2:30 on ABC, the largest cocktail party in the world. It happens there in Jacksonville. Bobby, who do you go with?
Georgia, go Dogs.
Yeah, and Mark, I know that's who you're going with as well, right?
I think it'll be a close game early. But then I think Georgia takes over second half. Georgia runs away with it.
Georgia's they're giving up 6.5 points, as David had mentioned earlier. 50.5, the over-under on this. So should be an interesting game for sure. Mississippi State travels to Fayetteville to take on the Razorbacks of Arkansas. That at 3 o'clock on the SEC Network. That you'll not be watching on TV unless
we see it. Get it on radio. If we get it on radio, that's fine. I'm going with the Dogs again.
Yeah, Mississippi State. Yeah, I think you got to go with State right now. They played pretty well last week, so I'll go with State. So all three of us do that. Then you got South Carolina travels to Oxford to take on the Ole Miss Rebels. That is on ESPN at 6 o'clock. I don't think there's any question on this one right here. I just hope it's not a trap game for Ole Miss.
Ole Miss wins.
Yeah.
They got a good.
They got a 12. They're giving up 12.5 points on this.
Yeah.
So the over-under, 55.5. So I think
– Hotty totty.
That is a great place to go. That is a neat – if you've never been to Vaught-Hemingway Stadium there in Oxford, in the Grove, you got to go at least once. Mm-hmm. That's where our buddy Vin and that whole gang, the old boys from California, came over and said, we just want to go to the Grove. Not going to the ball game. We just want to go to the Grove. And that's what they did. And they said, man, it was fantastic. A lot of pretty girls. Okay, Oklahoma and Tennessee. Number 18, Oklahoma, travels to Knoxville to take on number 14, Tennessee. Let's start with you, Bobby.
I'm a big OU fan. Don't care for orange too much, but I think Tennessee comes out on top. Oklahoma's struggling.
I think Tennessee's a better team. I agree with Bobby.
Well, and if Coach Barry Gibson is listening to us, then he's going to be mad with you, Bobby, if you don't pick Tennessee.
I pick Tennessee.
Okay.
Well. I won't wear orange, but I pick Tennessee.
There you go. I think Tennessee wins. Again, Venables, and I think he could possibly be on the hot seat if he loses. If he wins, it cools it down a little bit for him, but he's got to pick it up. He's been there now for a number of years, and it's time to get going. All right, wrap it up. By the way, that's a game you can see on ABC at 6:30. Also at 6:30 on the SEC Network, you're not going to watch this one if you don't have the SEC Network subscription, will be Kentucky at Auburn, 6:30. There, Jordan Hare.
I got Auburn on that. I think Auburn's defense is really, really good.
What about their offense?
Offense is struggling. They're starting a new quarterback tonight. They're starting the other young man, the other transfer. He's starting tonight. And he looks a little bit more poised from what I saw in the other quarterback, but they got a new starter. Their offense has just struggled, and I think it revolves around the quarterback and the O-line play. But
Bobby,
defense is good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave it up to the referees how bad they are in Auburn.
They've had a rough
the refs
year, man.
They have had a tough one.
Auburn's got talent. I don't think Hugh Freeze made that many mistakes. Those last few games where the refs just got. Go Auburn. Go Eagles. Go War Eagle.
I have picked Auburn in this, so we'll see what happens.
War Eagle.
Hey, it's been fun. Mark, thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, man. You got to do that more often. Bobby, thanks as always. And
thank you.
Safe travels to Las Vegas next week.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, take a lot of money. Take a lot of money, yeah.
I hope I get there. TSA.
The only flying you may be doing is like this.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. I may be renting a car.
That is going to wrap it up for us. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. For the whole staff here, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.